Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Hi, little neon trees here this afternoon. Waiting on Mr. Kilmeade. We're going to get him on the line here. Hopefully in a couple of minutes he may be off doing another interview. You know, I was talking about CNN, so there was something else that happened interesting on CNN that's kind of connected indirectly to St. Louis. I don't know this guy. Ryan Gerdusky is his name, and it says Native New Yorker on his Twitter handle, and he's got a book out here. Let's see. He was on CNN as an expert. He brought something out. Oh, here it is. They're Not Listening, How the Elites Created the National Populist Revolution. Seems like a guy that would be right up our alley, Ryan Gerdusky. Anyway, he's on CNN with Abby Phillips and Bakari Sellers and some, and he starts talking about crime. And have you, I'm guessing, Sue, because you live here in St. Louis, have you ever heard of, if I just say the Ferguson effect, would that make any sense to you whatsoever?
Well, I guess. I mean, you just mean on businesses, on people, on the city in general?
Yeah, you know, and yes. However, this is, it's been broadened out by our friend Heather McDonald, for example.
Oh, you know, I love her.
Right. So there is a, and it's a theory that basically holds, and this has been studied and researched, and not everyone agrees with it, but it addresses the issue of policing in the aftermath of Mike Brown. And what happened was, let's face it, there were cops out there. They're still doing it. I'm not saying, and nobody's saying that they're not doing their job, but what they're saying is the self-initiated arrests are down.
Sure.
There's actual evidence from here in St. Louis. Right. Because, hey, I'm going to get involved in that? No way, because they're going to accuse me of being a racist, and
right,
then my career is ruined. So because of that, Heather and other researchers have argued and made the case with actual crime numbers, which is interesting today because did you see the revisions? Crime is down. Crime is down. Oh, 3 weeks before the election.
Me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
Yeah.
But this Ferguson effect has been talked about. It's real. The term is real. The concept is real. The research is real. But this guy's on CNN talking about it. Listen to what happens here.
Just yesterday, Ryan, about how in the context of riots, he was saying, let's just bring the military into it to deal with American citizens. I mean, that happened yesterday.
Right.
One thing I want to inject here on that, that's Abby Phillips. And they just keep going down this fascist thing. He's like, he's a fascist.
It's
he's
so
going to use the military.
Tedious.
Right. But they keep repeating this over and over. So this guy, you know, chimes in here.
But there are the post George Floyd riots resulted in an excess of over 15,000 black male deaths in this country.
How?
How?
Yeah.
The surge of violent crime, it was like Ferguson, the Ferguson effect
gotta,
and the Floyd effect.
Respectfully, you got to explain to me how George Floyd's death.
Yeah.
Because I need causation here.
Yes,
because what happens is after.
So that's Bakari Sellers. Look, they are apoplectic about this. They're like, wow, you're doing, you can't come on here. You'll hear Abby Phillips sort of scold him here in a second.
Ferguson riot, and after the Floyd riot, policemen, in fear of their jobs many times and political coverage, pull back from their jobs, resulting in an increased level of homicide.
Hold on, we got to stop you there because you're literally making a connection out of your own conjecture.
No,
you cannot. Just
it's a real
do
thing.
That.
Look up the Ferguson effect. Look up the Floyd effect. It is a real term.
You cannot.
It's a real term.
She's such an idiot. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
they act like it doesn't exist. Now, you can take issue with the research. Some people have. You could say, okay, you know, let's pick around here on what Heather and others are arguing. But that's been, the Ferguson effect has been something that's been discussed since 2015, essentially, in the aftermath of Mike Brown. So here, this is Bakari Sellers who says...
No, I just think there has to be a level of intellectual honesty. And
really?
One of the things we can talk about.
Okay, I'll stop there. Just think about that phrase, intellectual honesty, when he goes on here.
No, I just think there has to be a level of intellectual honesty. And one of the things we can talk about here when we talk about Donald Trump is he's actually somebody who never spoke out about George Floyd's death. And for me, it's kind of personal because as a black man, when you have someone with a knee on their neck for 9 minutes and some change and you're actually calling out for your mother while you're being suffocated on national TV and you are a parent and a son and a brother, that goes a long way.
Here's the part that Bakari Sellers forgot to put in there. When you're on national TV and you've already been in a convenience store claiming that you can't breathe and you say these things over and over and over again, and you're a criminal with a long rap sheet and you have drugs in your system and you're not obeying the police, because that's what happened. And all you have to do, Bakari Sellers or anyone else out there, is watch the fall of Minneapolis. This is what's awesome about new media and documentaries like that, because I've said this before. We talked about it a month and a half ago. There are still even people in this community, a lot of people in our community, they believe down deep that Mike Brown had his hands up, that he wasn't charging Officer Wilson, that he didn't try to grab a gun from Officer Wilson. All of this has been thoroughly debunked. It's not just a theory. It's not just a guess. We know exactly what happened. And the FBI in particular knows what happened because they did, under Eric Holder, a thorough investigation. Now, the whole country is so fooled on George Floyd. And if you haven't, I would just say this. If you have not watched Liz Collins' documentary, The Fall of Minneapolis, I challenge anyone to come back after watching that and say, you can still think that Derek Chauvin and these cops might have done something wrong. But I dare you to watch the video that most Americans and most of the planet has never seen to what happened before the knee was on his neck and how he was yelling, I can't breathe from the very beginning, right? So if you're a cop and the guy's saying from the very beginning, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, when he's not on the ground, well, you're probably more prone to not take those complaints as seriously. And by the way, the other officer that rolls up immediately, they call for an EMT. So this stuff has been so mangled and manipulated, and people have been lied to for years about this. And no one will take the time, because what? You can't virtue signal if you know the truth about these things. If you know exactly what George Floyd is all about, if you know how Tim Walz and the people in Minneapolis and Minnesota lied to the American people, this thing, not unlike Mike Brown, took on a life of its own. And it was disgusting what happened. And this is where, you know, I have a little bit of difficulty, because for those people who have been with me since, you know, I was on 97.1, I was outraged by January 6th. I thought it was awful. I put some of the blame on Trump, not for the riot and the attack on the Capitol, but for not getting involved a little sooner. On the other hand, you know, and I don't want to do a what do they call it? The, you know, but, you know,
retraction.
What about? The what about? No, the what aboutism. That's it. The what aboutism. Right. Let's look at the consequences. And I guess the left doesn't see it this way, and maybe the right doesn't see it the other way. Maybe it's just some people in the middle. I don't really know. But you have people on the left, and maybe even in the center, you know, that were so outraged by what happened on January 6th, they could not even fathom putting, you know, Donald Trump back in the White House, because that's all they think about is January 6th. Now, most of the American people think about going to the grocery store, not being able to put food on their table. But, you know, the elites and a lot of other people want to talk about fascism and all this other stuff, right? But if people actually knew the truth about some of these things, I think we'd have a far, far different reaction across the country. But that's being, you know, people are protected. There's no way you'll have a media that's going to get involved and actually tell the truth on a majority of these issues. And it's sad. And I've said this before, because I was put back on my heels when Trump started saying fake news, the fake news, because I believe in good journalism, which doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't.
And when he said the media is the enemy of the people, I thought that was ridiculous. I thought it was ridiculous. How can the enemy of the people be? And this is someone who's already at that point talked about media bias. But I felt like the bias was a little bit more isolated, right? Well, it wasn't. It's just infiltrated all of the media. And they don't care about reporting anymore. No. They simply don't. They care about agenda journalism. And we've seen that on display day after day after day. We really have. Okay, I thought we were going to get Kilmeade on here. We do not have him yet. I'll tell you what, I'm going to take a little break. We'll come back here and we'll have much more. We got Sue's News in the next hour. Brett Baer's interview with Kamala Law coming up at 5.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.